Well, I'll say that again just in case. Shalom, good morning, and Boker Tov. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Brother Max, where are you?
No, I am still in Jordan. I will be in the state Friday afternoon before, just right before Chipping Candle starts Friday night.
So they're going to start Friday night.
They're going to start Friday night. Yeah. Friday night, Saturday, 10:30 a.m., we're changing the time. There's a Viking preseason game, I found out yesterday. So we are changing the time of services right now. One at 10:30 a.m. Friday morning at Yisrael of Jews in downtown, and one at 7 p.m. Friday night, and one at Sunday morning. Can't wait to get back and see what the Lord is doing.
That will be good. Now, the best thing for you, of course, is to be there, but that will be streamed live, brother.
Oh yes, it will be streamed live. It will be streamed live, and the best is to come because I believe it will be a prayer. It will be it's going to be a supernatural. It's going to be just
it will be. It
Holy
definitely
Ghost.
Will be.
Yeah.
And so you want to get there. The Chip and Candace are really highly anointed and for this hour, and it will just be a great blessing for you to be there. That's Friday night. At what time?
Friday night at 7 p.m.
7? And then Saturday?
I need to look. I think 6:30 or 7, just, you know, keep watching.
All right.
Or if you're
so
in town,
you can
just
go to
go early.
Yeshua's Love Heals. Yeshua's Love Heals. And is that .com or .org?
Both, .com or
Both.
.org. We'll take you there.
Okay.
Both, yes.
All right. Now, brother, what are you doing there? Are you able to share anything that you shared with me yesterday, or is it best not shared?
I mean, I could share a little bit. So I'm supposed to be back yesterday because of the prayer call, because I cannot travel on Wednesday.
No.
Can't travel on Wednesday. We just can't do that. We have this assignment. We have this mawad with the Lord. We can't miss it. So we have to travel the day before or the day after. So a few things happen. A few things happen with my meetings in the embassy. We're getting down to really to the end of it here. I have my final meeting will be tomorrow. I will leave tomorrow night, and I will gain 8 hours. That's why I will be in the States around 2 p.m. And the other thing that we've been and thanks to all of you, and a specific person also sent funds for the Druze. We've been there's a Druze coming from Syria, and those people from the city where they put the Israeli flag in their town. Now, some people said they did it. Ahmad Shara people did it to get them in trouble. That is true. It actually happened, but at the same time, the Druze people did it too. So it's like both.
The Druze people are being terribly persecuted by the thugs who have taken over Syria, who are really ISIS in their beginnings and kind of an offspring from that. So Max is helping them, families, is it all right to say, to come into Jordan?
Yeah, we have some already here. We have some. They came last week. We have about 11 families, and there are 7 more. They are crossing as we speak. There is people taking care of them, if that makes
and
sense.
So,
I have people, and they're, and I haven't, I mean, I met some of the 11 families, and I'm hoping that I have enough time tomorrow. My time is really tight. I have 1 day left.
All right, now, Max, you met the Druze people with me. You met Hussein Abusala, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we sat on the same table.
Yeah.
We have lunch together, if you remember. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So Max knows the Druze people, and they're good people. They're not at all, they don't fight. They're not, you know, they're not warring peoples. And they're so trusted in Israel that they go to the army just like anybody else. So anyway, Max has stayed a little extra to help them. I do want to say, our dearly beloved Reverend pastor, former pastor Dave Mickelson, went to heaven this past week. He and Ruth I've known for a long, long time. It was actually in their church many, many years ago when I first started hearing God say that I was to help the prayers. And Dave and Ruth, who were all involved in the Russian ministry and everything we were doing, and they were doing in Russia themselves, in the early, early days after the wall fell. Their daughter is a missionary to Africa, and the family, of course, is all here right now. And Ruth was telling me that Dave was on that call last week. And when the Lord said, "You're in the last minute," Dave was in his last minutes, literally. And they moved here to help us at Prayer Mountain. They're very much involved in WWPs. The burial will be later in Wisconsin, but there will be a memorial service Saturday at 316 Church in Forsyth. Of course, that's taken from John 3:16, but they just call themselves 316. So remember the Nicholson family. They're all gathered there now in your prayers. They had such a wonderful family and so much love for each other. And talked to Ruth yesterday and prayed with her. And bless the Lord. Just remember them in your prayers. I am not going to be out at Prayer Mountain. We have been having the glory. The glory of the Lord started with our third Sunday prayer in July. Then through a series of things that happened here, and the glory of the Lord just falling on people, just manifesting in people. And then I went down, Shelley and I went down to Southwest Believers. We did some podcasts. And then when I got home on Thursday, I drove on over to Fair Play, Missouri, and did a wedding there, and a wedding for Rachel Jeffries, farmer now. And oh my goodness, we just stumble into rich, rich history, spiritual history, and that history of that in that area. And we spoke then at the Harvest Assembly Church on Sunday, and then went out to my husband's family's campgrounds, old Methodist campgrounds that were his family's, Mitchell family campgrounds. But we have had such a power and such an anointing. We had prayer there, and it's just too much to tell. But I came home. I had flown in from, I flew in on Thursday from Southwest Believers, and then we drove to Fair Play on Friday. So I'm taking an extra day of rest today. And I know that I thought I would go out to the mountain, but then I know for sure that I need to get a whole day Shabbat here. So I'm going to take it. So that means our call will be exactly at 12:15 or 15 minutes past the hour wherever you are. And I want to tell you that things really here, and it goes all the way to the Glory and Hannah's meeting and all kinds of things. I can't even begin to tell you all the things that are happening, but I trust they're happening where you are, because I know this is something that's happening across the body of Christ and getting us ready for a great move of God that will affect the whole world. I just know that. I just know that. So I know that it's happening where you are, but it's definitely happening where we are. Bless the Lord. And it really actually began here with our third Sunday that we had in July. We're going to have another one in August, August 17 at Prayer Mountain, third Sunday at 3 p.m. So I'm not sure yet. We did not stream the other one. I'm not sure yet whether we will. I'll get that straight with the Lord, and I will let you know. Now, another thing for you to mark on your calendar is Autumn Assembly of Prayer, our 30th anniversary. It is going to be special. We're doing all kinds of special things. We're photographs, and we'll put together a video, of course, and then so excited. that on Saturday evening, our Israel night, Nir Kimchi will be here with us. And he's heading up our project. Not only is he heading up our project, and he will be here, but his family will be here. They're going to take a much-needed vacation. They love to hike, and they're going to enjoy these Ozarks. But we will have that meeting on Saturday night. That will be our Israel night. Mm-hmm. But you'll want to come early enough that you can see the production of David. Oh, my goodness. Max, you too, and your family. Oh, how wonderful it is. The Sight and Sound production of David. You can go on Sight and Sound, Branson, and you can find out when it is. Now, another thing that I want to announce is that we're having a Hanukkah tour this year. You will love to see the lights of Hanukkah in Israel. That tour begins 7th or 8th, I'm not sure which, but one of those days, through the 18th of December. We will be having another tour next June. Chip's Church is going to go on that tour. They might fill a whole bus, but if so, we'll take two buses. And that's going to be in June. But the Israel tour is the 7th or 8th through the 18th of December. You can just go online and contact Ruby at our Israel tours. Now, bless the Lord. Brandon, we want to pray about this. When we go into prayer, I want to pray about this. Brandon and Destiny Brim. Brandon called as a missionary to California, and Destiny grew up there, of course, son of Rick Reyna and Nettie. And they have been having meetings monthly in Brea, California. Now, he told me that so many of their group are WWPs. That means you're on the line. With California, and it's going to know a move of God, I'm telling you folks, there are hot spots for the move of God. And when God sent us to California to do the Secrets of Intercession, and I wish you would go online and watch those old-time prayers, and you can hear me talk. There, if you go Secrets of Intercession, you can hear me in some of the sessions talk about the supernatural way that got us there. And the Lord told me that the rains are going to fall first where they fell last. The fires are going to burn where they fell first. And California, with all that rich seed of Azusa Street, Amy McPherson, oh, so many things. Well, the Lord led Brandon and Destiny to start weekly meetings in Brea. I said, son, if you have weekly meetings, that's going to be a church. And the people are so happy to have it. So they meet every Friday night. But then God started supernaturally dealing with them about a very unusual place. And that place is Montecito. Montecito, California. If I told you all the supernatural things that happened, it would take me a lot of our prayer time, so I'm not going to do it. But they're going to have their first meeting in Montecito Thursday night, that's tomorrow, Montecito, at the library. They've secured a room at the library. Montecito, in all of this dealings with God doing them, with them, they don't have a church. There's not one church in that town of about 10,000 people, not one church like most of you go to. None. And it's a place, if I told you the names of the people who live there, it's kind of a place where people can go and hide. It's kind of a hidden place. So they're going down today and pray. And then their meeting is tomorrow night in Montecito at the library. I'm not sure what time, but Brandon's ministry is called His Name Ministries. His Name Ministries. Also, Hannah's having a meeting in Illinois somewhere, I think on the 11th. I'm not sure the date. So at noon, if you go on noon, and at noon on if you go on online and take part online with Out at Prayer Mountain, you'll find out when Hannah's meeting is. But we want to pray. They're going to need prayer. I wish I could tell you some of the names of the peoples who live in Montecito, but I can't. I don't feel right about doing it on the phone. But when he rented the library and they let him have it for $50, it only seats 50 people, but that's an amazing thing in California. So, Montecito, California, and what God wants to do there. When he rented the library, they said to him, we need a church in Montecito. Praise the Lord. They said, somebody told them, there is a church here, but it's kind of like a wedding chapel. People just go there to get married. So, oh, Father, I always think about Rhema students and graduates of Bible schools. Go where there isn't a church. Go where people need a church. Bless the Lord. And there's a great need there. Now, I told Brandon, because of what's there, the people have chosen to be hidden away there. There'll have to be much, much prayer. So I would appreciate it if you would put on your prayer list and bring up before the Lord when you're praying that new work of His Name Ministries in Montecito, California. Holy Father, oh, Father, so much to pray for. Father, I'm so glad. When I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, Lord, you remember that one of the main things I thanked you for, there was a certain situation, and I didn't know how to pray for it. And I found out that when you pray in tongues, if you don't know how to pray as you ought, according to Romans 8, you can pray in the Spirit. So, Father, here are all these things. The Mickelson family, the Drazim, Max and his work with the embassy, Max and his trip back, Chip and Candace and Max and Quinn's church. Oh, Father, of course, our meetings coming up, third Sunday at Autumn Assembly and the Israel tour, and who should go and who should not go. Lord, guide the people. And, oh, Father, this work in Montecito. I know some of the names there. You know every name there. You know they need God. Holy Father, our minds could not wrap all around them. We could not take them all in. We couldn't remember. We don't even know. But, oh, my Father, how wonderful it is. Romans 8:26, when we don't know how to pray as we ought to pray, we can pray in the Holy Spirit, even with groanings, which cannot be uttered in intelligible speech. Holy One of Israel, take over our tongues. Pray what you want prayed. Say what you want said through our lips of clay, controlled by your Spirit this very day. Fonsuando mi caca. Fonsuando mi caca li danye ne kuhuruko bamba li tato. Sibrano no cobra kahasa, italakanga le combre kadigahashandia. Bavro doshwa, basco tondia ne kodogondiundo rogojendia ne koraka papra no korakondianga. E balatoho shantorogoho shantorogotoho shakye. Berodoshka berodoshka praska tenye. O Father, mi toto pakinyo, mi toto pakinyo, mi toto. Mi toto pakinye veluta scatie, e blondo vralikanga, medico kraskiane. I bidushwa to tefre, galiantoloki, ande pele congo, ishanto mani. O sabritatio, mandioroco papa. Melo du bra fratello Nica. Igiene qua, igiene qua. Gavidagno, gavidagno, gavileto mica. Grondier dos catapre catacala caia. Igien du bra fracchino. Igiene qua sotti. Cabilegio, racalligno, caracacchi, tati, vosverto, manciana, bituto do combre frittagne ni qua, ili dorsgo do rabafra cadange ni qua, maletto paracanalito, fridosca ianuba, mi copra valito, io non copra vitagno, mi copra la scelta, Nicola Bapi, canstierno non gongile, cacchia non ghiele, non odoro, compra fratisca, niono qua. Di tu tu tua, di huru tu tua, belegongo, belegongo, belegongo mi tua, fraterio nance. O balatia, so canga la cacca. E non io na chi baladubra frattorsco, gabita le tua la fratigno no qua. Bituria mai, e lo giuelto donge, caviga la gorra caprica te cofrappia no coprica cai. Li durugo d'ombrica fregno ne qua, balla toto, balla tita, e giro to manchi, e giro to mancacca, e giro non anie, e li gabama alle cobebie, brago la cobigno no qui, e giro un po', e giro un copra che fragne ne cora. Ili bato, ili bato, ili bato, ili bato. Kabanika kalaka prata shandolo koba. Mi tono kobra hafidio no kwe. Ijete kahala kambra korogori andandi anagodi anagodi ebra kalakai anagorogodavra batinio. Ibili hitia, ishantoro ko pepia, frangala ko brega banier, to balakaya nakanga. Ishantoro ho shetere ko horo kongara ka titi aktopra. Bele tohoro ko, bele karayanta la ko brega taflaka la kongile kandishka. Jeta no ko horo ko pa. Adegondiang doro godo ho shevra toto to koshka yakta. E me ne ho fratti a non pe. E con lo gobe fratti ne copa. Me tu suati a ne cora capito. Me su tu bra fratti o non copi in aliana. E le breca fra cora ma. Cabila alla cobrica fra le convegne di coro compiti hanno coro callala da bambi di cosca. Metto mi toma cacca. Metto mi chi acconga la caffè non un ombrica la caiando lo cobra fra descendere in copra caffè. Ica la halai. Ica la cahai. Befrato, befrato, pakita da gaha. E gente lo coprafraca de gombreghe di ganganga le go de gabebri a tonia. Mi toto do gobiri kai, mi toto cobaraba, mestion tobre che le cabrania ne cohoroco bafki, bijano no cobre, kafkatania, kafkatania, kafkatania. Marriage, the marriage. I lift up the marriage.
Oh,
bella tiki tianga de gada hashapia. Pakolo kobrakia. Eh, bella kada halakaya na kahalakambapa. Bishwato yamaha. Motoro kopiska dancere godoshka. Miliduru toshka di brafra. Pangolo gobrika frakale gongara godi brakafra. Niri kuatia. Kabila dohorshan dono kotopre keti kafra. Makolo kopitia. I jandu lo gobre kafrai, mato lo kop pilatonia. I mini qua. Gambra hati kolo koho lo kopitia na kashkanche. I jedi koho tua. Ando lo godoshka debre kete kafra. I mini kweri hoho vapito. I mi dikwara ko bebe ya kubra ka franye de gora go dabri. I shando lo go ho pahai, a da go ho ko pahai. O kabi, o kabi, o kabi, kabi la te di li ganga. Dar jounye ni kwash ko dobre ke di kata. I mi ni kufulu kupa. Me go no 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 nye. Vedi dove usciva, vado lo gobra fracchiando, vengo lo gobra fracchia. E sanno lo gobra suerto, non cre che ha frappito. E vedi usciva, manco lo godo uscia brecchie. E le brecchie e sanno lo godo uscia cacciata. Core cale canga. Ma non ero, no, 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 niene coro codabra. Oh, balahalai, anto le cobre che di gahavra coro canganga, e se ne coro cobrevre di licanga alle copretia. Teresanto, teresanto, teresanto. Mille tobri che fra, gabido le coro canghiano, belli dujua, matutu. Matutu finga. Matutu finga laki, gangolo dohore kabinyo, maskonye tika laila. Ajutero. Ajutero nika. Ajutero nika la gambre, evro dujua toro godoshka danche. Kurekogole kapra. Kavikare con gamba. Piete di kakai. Piete di kakai. Ena kahalakai ena koroko debre kata. Koje ne koroko dale kabra kata ka anye ne ko oko kakabapito. Lotora ma. Lotora ma kukwa. Ishi di kohora kodoshka tampre kate ka frakki lanyata. Makolo kodoho shantya na koho shaktya la kodoho shah. Ishi di gotoria makolo ka pityo. Mangolo koho pa. Metyo na kohora kodiyakti di kata. Me c'ho una cura con delle cobra caffracca caia. Migo le cobra catania ne cobra cupa. Ishi de cobra catele caffracca cangare da caca. Ishi de cobra caffracca frangia ne cobra cala capito. Ishi de cahalaila. Mando, mando, mando. I cala gobre, i cala cobra. Inyo na kubi da vitosh ka da prika da ko oche. Swandyo na gora ka bito to ko hosham te de gotoshka. Kangara ka da le kombre ka te ka halaka. E balatora manakara kanka la kitatya. E se de gotoro ko do e shaktyano. E se de ko praka fraka linyo na koro ko deshke di bra. Where to none, where to none. Oh, Sabitanya, Sabitanya, Sabitanya. Imene kuerio to fripidi kangara godoshetje. Ije de godoro godoshetwa. Matoro kotoshka da ancere koppa. Ije gobri fridu juan yunu kura kandiano. Ika matoro, matoro, matoro. Migolo gobra vradanya de goro godoshka da ngoria tata. Megalo gubre kefra. Ide li gora katanya ne kodoshka. Ija tu tu piba. Mi tu li no gumbu a faktinyo. Ekolo gopa. E tu no gubi e fratia. Ija no no nombre. Ija no mongobala tita no gubebe ni kunyua. Ador. Matoro fitia. Ishando logo pifa, mando logo pefre che di cupra bagne. Isi tutu fushua. Matoro kotoshka tale conga. Ishale tora te ishai. Kibra dujua. Mando logo breke fitia no koroko debre kafka donye ne kobab. E belehu tua, ma tora tegno ne cora capetio. Oh, balatita bacai. Grande vicio mia, grande vicio mia canga. E je de godos va galagondiero, no do do cojo jegge de godos cadabri catagadange. Bibara tashka, bibara tashka. Bibala konjene gohroko dobre katifra kataranje de gosha. Gibela totia magoda gombabi ale gombrevre tishka donje de gotoho sakka. Kibele hitai. Kravidanyo no gohroko doshka tambra kada katanya. Ijini go papa, maturo go babalitanya. Ma goro go bar vediane le nanyane qua, ba la cora maniere, ba calacayana cahai. Idico hushua, ma stu ti de maganga. Ije de gohura kotoshka taprika de kahafa. Kibeliko, oh, manaka alaka, kalaka ikana, nini kohoto. Ijini ko brabi dalako, nini kahulaka, yana koholo ko papaka, patiana no ko paka. Ijini ka praktione, na kabra katifko. Bele tanya, bele tanya. Igala ka pasko to, nini koho paka. Mancho, 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 ma tutto. E vede l'ora capito la combra che ti fa, ma sotia mia congile, tava pita. Cabi la cora tambaccio, ne cora codisco. Moscine di gibafra, moscine di gombava. Mille cobra vida ne co partiti di cacciasca. Mangiono. Gibi le dora kotoshka tabrika de kaha faktya. Gile kaha lakai. Mandio le kambrak tofre kati kaha laka. Bide goho shaktya ne kohore kambaktya. Ibi le dwerio nongi de godoho shebra kato goho fraktya ne kohore godoshka. Leshkanyo, leshkanyo, leshkanyo. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, my Savior, my Savior. Ito pavaratinyo no kobi le kobratya na kubri kapay. Ijini makwa ha barato sepretinyo no kobri kadikadafi.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, 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 thank you. We can never thank you enough for everything. Everything, breath, life, family, health, country. We do lift up our leaders, Lord, in Jesus' name. Protection, Father God. Direction, Father God. Oh, Father. Oh, Father, Father. And thank you so much for meeting with us on Wednesdays. Speaking to us. Speaking through us. It's beyond comprehension, for sure, for sure. And we could never, ever, ever thank you enough. Praise the name of the Lord, O Most High. Praise the name of the Lord, O Most High. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Thank you, Lord. Whew. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Brother Max?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Okay. Praise the Lord. I have my tablet, I have my computer, and I have my phone. And we have the Holy Spirit, of course. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay.
Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it marvelous?
Yeah, I mean, His will to get us to this place, you know, everything, we don't really take count that we are the one who's doing all these things, technology, etc. He's doing it. So wherever we go, we stay connected and you know, and regular, but, you know, the Spirit of God.
You know, we couldn't have had a call like this 10 years ago.
No.
It wasn't possible.
That's true. Yeah.
This is something only for this hour.
Amen. And my living room in Jordan, and it's just so calm and nice. It's hot here today, by the way. It's like 95, 97.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you, Lord, for the air conditioning and
thank you,
for the people, for the love and support. Otherwise, I would be sitting here. Praise
amen.
The Lord. Anyway, I mean. Okay, first statement. It is, let's see here. It's underlined. The first statement is underlined. And it reads like this. The Holy Spirit comes and rests on each of you. The Holy Spirit comes, E-S, and rest, oh, T-S. So rest, that's how you read it. Instead of rest, rests on each of you.
How
taking
wonderful.
Taking on the appearance, the appearance of tongues of fire. Taking on the appearance of tongues of fires. The Holy Spirit comes and rests on each of you, taking on the appearance of tongues of fire. Praise the Lord. So the first statement was underlined, if I didn't say that. Next statement. The Holy Spirit dwells within you. the Holy Spirit dwells within you and stays with you forever. And stays with you forever. The Holy Spirit dwells within you and stays with you forever. You have covenant with me, church. You have covenant with me, church. So that's the statement. I'll read it again. The Holy Spirit dwells within you and stays with you forever. You have covenant with me, church.
Now, is that part underlined, Brother?
No. So the first statement was underlined. The second statement starts with the Holy Spirit dwells within you and stays with you forever. You have covenant with me, church, is not underlined.
Thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome. Next scripture here, John 14, 16, and 17. Oh, we know this one. John 14, verses 16 and 17. Jeremiah 31, 31. Jeremiah 31, 31 through 34. Jeremiah 31, verses 31 through 34. Next statement. God, let's read like this. God does not, no, doesn't, sorry. D-O-E-S-N-T. Yeah, God doesn't leave his people. God doesn't leave his people. This friend and prophet, exceeded, E-X-I-S-T-E-D. E-X-I-S-T-E-D.
Existed.
Existed. Thank you. Thank you. Getting back to my own here too. Praise the Lord. Existed. Oh my goodness. Are you listening to this? God doesn't leave his people. This friend and prophet existed during this time to pray and stand. To pray and stand. Now the rest of it is underlined. So to pray and stand, now this is underlined. This hope and promise of a covenant with me to be fulfilled for the years to come. Okay, I'll read it again. I know you probably didn't keep up with this one, but you know, I get excited. Okay, so the underlying part again. This hope and promise of a covenant with me to be fulfilled for the years to come. The whole statement, again, it reads like this from the beginning. Non-underlined part. God doesn't leave his people. This friend and prophet existed during this time to pray and stand. Underlined part. This hope and promise of a covenant with me to be fulfilled for the years to come. There you have it. Okay. Then the Lord gave us Matthew 28:20. Matthew 28:20. Psalm 139:7. Psalm 139:7. Ephesians 2:18. Ephesians 2:18. Matthew 28:20, Psalm 39:7, Ephesians 2:18. Next statement, let's see here. The beginning of it is underlined. So here's the underlying part. The underlying part read like this. You are to help one another, church. That's the underlying part. You are to help one another, church. The rest of it is not underlined. And it reads like this. God is near. God is near, N-E-A-R, right? Near to those who call on him. God is near to those who call on him, even during your darkest moments, with an S, darkest moments. Even when you cannot feel me. Even when you cannot feel me. I am here. Even when you cannot feel me, I am here. All right, I'll read the whole statement again so you can make sure that you have it down. Underline part. You are to help one another, church. That's the underline part. Non-underline part. God is near to those who call on him. Even during your darkest moments, even when you cannot feel me, I am here. And that is the statement. All right. I believe you got this.
Yes, sir.
Down, right? Okay. Praise the Lord. Okay. Next is Hebrews 13:1-5. Hebrews 13:5. Psalm 140. Yeah, that's a four. It looked like nine, but I believe it's a four. Psalm 145:18. Psalm 145:18. I don't even know if Psalm go that far. I mean 149.
It goes to 150.
Oh. Praise the Lord.
There's 150 Psalms.
I know it's the biggest book, but I don't know how many chapters. Okay. Psalm 145:18. Revelation 3:20. Revelation 3:20. All right. Next statement. Let's see here. This one is not underlined. The one below it is. Okay. This statement is not underlined. It reads like this. Take comfort in my words today. Know that your solid, S-O-L-I-D, solid foundation in me. Take comfort in my words today. Know that your solid foundation in me. Your God and Lord. That's the statement. Your God and Lord. I'll read it again. Take comfort in my words today. Know that your solid foundation in me, your God and Lord. All right. Next statement is underlined. And it reads like this. Knox. Yeah. I, Knox, K-N-O-C-K-S, right? I, Knox, at the door. This indicates, I, Knox, at the door. This indicates that I will open. Because my grace and changing, because my grace and changing will usher you, S-H-E-R, will usher in your life. So this statement is underlined, the one I just read. I'll read it again. I knocks at the door. This indicates that I will open. Because my grace and changing will usher in your life.
And that's U-S-H-E-R?
Correct. U-S-H-E-R. Usher in your life. Praise the Lord. Boy, I need to meditate on this one. Okay.
I think that is kind of like this inflection. Because my grace and changing will usher in your life. You know, you usher in to a place. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
He knocks at the door, and he will open it and usher us in to the change, to the life, to everything that's coming.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Miss Lee. That makes a lot of sense. Praise the Lord. All right, where was I now here?
We're going to be ushered into these changes. He's knocking, he will, and we open, he will open the door and usher us in to these changes.
Wow. And I mean, every one of us, I'm sure, dealing with changes. And I'm dealing with a lot.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Praise God. Psalm 3:3-4. Psalm 3:3-4. Psalm 18:2-3. Psalm 18:2-3. See, next statement. Oh, this one is underlined. See the fruit that you must need. Yeah. See the fruit that you must need to grow in your life. See the fruit that you must need to grow in your life. The Spirit of God. The Spirit of God. Be confident. Be confident. In me, transformed in God's grace. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, the statement is all underlined. I'll read it again. See the fruit that you must need to grow. See the fruit that you must need to grow in your life. The Spirit of God, be confident in me. Transformed in God's grace. Did I say the statement is underlined?
Yes, you did.
Okay, I did. Okay, praise the Lord. Let's see here. Then he gave us Isaiah 49:16-6. 49:4-9-16. 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy 1:13-14. 1 Timothy 1:13-14. Next statement. No one is beyond my reach. No one is beyond my reach. My passions. Oops, I dropped my earbud. One earbud drops. Where did it go? Okay, can you hear me? I don't know where it went.
Yes, sir.
Okay. No one is beyond my reach, my passions, and unwavering love. My passions and unwavering love extends, extends. Love extends my mercy to you. Again and again. I am gracious and merciful. I read it again. But I'm looking for my earbuds too. I like it. It's kind of funny with that. Oh, here it is. There's the Lord. Okay. Where was I? No one is beyond my reach, my passions, and unwavering love extends my mercy to you. Again and again, I am gracious and merciful. So that is the statement. Psalm, Psalm 103, verse 8. Psalm 103, verse 8. Hebrews 4:16, 1:6. Hebrews 4:16. 1 Peter 5:10. 1 Peter 5:10. Next statement, let's see, it's underlined. So this statement I'm going to read is underlined. Humble yourselves. Yeah, L-E-V-S. Humble yourselves and acknowledge their need. And acknowledge their need. For your Savior, pours, P-O-U-R-S, I pours out my grace and help you to walk in my ways with an S. Okay, I'll read it again. It's all underlined. Humble yourselves and acknowledge their need for your Savior. I pours out my grace and help you to walk in my ways. That is the statement, and it's all underlined. Okay. Miss Billy, you got that, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. This is so funny. I'm still hearing in one ear. Okay. Next scripture. Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. Titus 2, 11 and 12. I believe he gave us this last week, Mary. Titus 2, 11 and 12. Colossians with a C. Colossians with a C. 4, 6. 4, 6. Colossians 4, 6. All right. Last statement here. Read like this. Stand firm in my truth. Stand firm in my truth. Turning to me. Stand firm in my truth, turning to me. I will help you. Compat? What's this word? C-O-M-B-A-T.
Combat.
Okay, say again.
Combat.
Combat.
Like battle.
Okay.
You have combat in battle.
Okay.
I will help you. I will help you combat.
I will help you combat the lies of this world with truth. That's a statement. I'll read it again. Stand firm, my truth, turning to me. I will help you combat the lies of this world with truth. Trust in
me. That's a wonderful statement.
Yeah, stand firm with my truth, turning to me. I will help you combat the lies of this world with truth. Wow.
That's the way you combat lies, with the truth. Mm-hmm. And he will help us.
Well, he will help
us.
Praise
God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Underlined. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit comes and rests on each of you, taking on the appearance of tongues of fire. And now, not underlined, the Holy Spirit dwells within you and stays with you forever. You have covenant with me, church. Now, this right here shows you the two ways of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And let's go to the non-underlined one first. Every born-again believer, every one of them, when they accept the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit comes to dwell within them, within you, inside you, and never leaves you. Now, go up to the next one. The Holy Spirit comes and rests on. The second statement is the Holy Spirit within. This first one is the Holy Spirit upon. When you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and even anointings and things like that in your life, the Holy Spirit comes upon you. They were already born again in John chapter 20. But in Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit came on them and took on the appearance of tongues of fire. So I'm thinking here that he might be telling us that with the Holy Spirit upon us in the spirit realm, it's like there are tongues of fire upon us. Even to this day, as we're all praying together all over this world in this prayer call, in the spirit realm, those who can see us in the spirit realm, perhaps demons, I don't know, angels, God, it is like when we're praying, there's tongues of fire upon us.
Yes. Yes.
So the difference here is the Holy Spirit within. Every new Christian has that, every Christian. And the Holy Spirit upon. That comes with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. John 14, 16, and 17. This is an amazing thing. And I will ask the Father, and he shall give you another comforter or helper to be with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see him or know him. But you know him, because he abides with you and will be in you. Jeremiah 31, 31 through 34. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not like the covenant which I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant which they broke, although I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, declares the Lord, I will put my law within them, and on their heart I will write it. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. They will not teach again his man his neighbor, each man his neighbor, and each man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity and their sin. I will remember no more. God doesn't leave his people. Jeremiah 31, 31 through 34 is talking about Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And a covenant with Israel. And God doesn't leave his people. I think he's particularly talking about Israel here. And we're his people as well.
Yeah, because he said, you have a covenant with me, church.
Exactly.
I think.
Yeah. He's got his covenant people. There are two covenant peoples in the earth. John 14, 16, and 17, that's particularly us. And Jeremiah 31, 31 through 34, that's Israel.
Wow.
So we're his covenant peoples, and he doesn't leave us. This friend and prophet existed during this time to pray and stand, and then underlined, this hope and promise of a covenant with me to be fulfilled for the years to come. This is covenant talk. Matthew 28:20. It's really important. The covenant with God. Teaching them to observe all that I command you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Psalm 139:7. Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? The answer is nowhere. He's with us. Ephesians 2:18. For through him, we both have our access in one spirit to the Father. Now see, that tells you right there, the both is the Jews and the church. You are to help one another, church, underlined. Not underlined. God is near to those who call on him, even during your darkest moments. Even when you cannot feel me, I am there. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hebrews 13:5. Keep your life free from the love of money. And be content with what you have, for he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Now what he's doing in all these verses is emphasizing that he's always with us. He never leaves us. The second statement was, or third statement, God doesn't leave his people.
Right.
That's what he's pointing out to us right now. If you can feel him or you can't feel him, if you sense him or you don't sense him, just know he's there. Psalm 145:18. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. See, that's just what he said here. God is near to those who call on him. Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and will dine with him, and he with me. Take comfort in my words today. Know that your solid foundation in me, your God and Lord. I knocks at the door. This indicates that I will open. Because my grace and changing will usher in your life. Psalm 3, 3 and 4. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory and the lifter of my head. I cried unto the Lord, and he answered me out of his holy hill or mountain. Selah.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 18, 2 and 3. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge. My shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. Underlined. See the fruit that you must need to grow in your life. The Spirit of God. Be confident in me, transformed in God's grace. Isaiah 49:16. Behold, I have engraved you in the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. First Timothy 1:13 and 14. Even though I was formerly a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent aggressor, yet I was shown mercy. Because I acted ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was more than abundant with the faith and love which are found in Christ Jesus. No one is beyond my reach. See, that's Apostle Paul, and he's talking about himself. He was on his way to murder Christians. He was the first one that took the persecution outside Jerusalem. Until that time, they had only been persecuting the church in Jerusalem. He went to the authorities to get papers to go further, to make the persecution reach further. But he said, the grace of the Lord was enough to get him. And here then the Lord says to us, no one is beyond my reach. My passions and unwavering love extends my mercy to you again and again. I am gracious and merciful. Psalm 103:8. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in chesed. Hebrews 4:16. Let us then come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. 1 Peter 5:10. And after you have suffered a while, a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. After you have endured, you could say, a little while, the God of all grace, he'll strengthen you. He'll settle you. One time, Brother Hagin, the Rhema students were out. You know, some of them had graduated, and the alumni had come home for the first time. And he said, you know, when you first went out, you weren't settled. You weren't established. You weren't strengthened. But after a little while, you just keep going, and you will become settled and strengthened. Hallelujah. And you'll have a backbone, so to speak, in the spirit. Underlined. Humble yourselves and acknowledge their need for your Savior. I think he's talking about people that we might think is beyond God's reach. We need to humble ourselves to his thinking.
Yeah.
And know that no one's beyond his reach.
Exactly.
Humble yourselves.
That's what I got.
Yeah. Humble yourselves and acknowledge their need for your Savior. They're not beyond his reach. I pours out my grace and help you to walk in my ways. That's his way. His way is to extend passion and love and mercy. And no one's beyond his help. And all of this is underlined, this statement here. Humble yourselves and acknowledge their need for your Savior. I pours out my grace and help you to walk in my ways. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And that is not your own doing, it's the gift of God. Not a result of works, so that no one may boast. You see, we ourselves came in that very same way. Titus 2, 11 and 12. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in the present age. King James says world, but it is age. Colossians 4:6. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. Stand firm in my truth, turning to me. I will help you combat the lies of this world with my truth, or with truth. I'm going to read it again. Stand firm in my truth. Turning to me, I will help you combat the lies of this world with truth. Trust in me.
Wow. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, this word. I looked up the word combat. Combat. And it's actually fight.
Mm-hmm.
I will help you fight the lies of this world with truth.
With truth.
And truth. I'm sure there's a lot of meanings to it. I just never heard of this word before.
That's it. Yeah, combat. People who go to war go into combat. People who go to war go into combat. And you have combat battalions. But what he's telling us is the way to overcome lies is with the truth. Sometimes we just sit around and fight the lies and repeat the lies. Well, they're doing this, and they're saying that, and they're doing this.
Yeah,
and he's saying the way to overcome it is truth, and he will help you.
Praise God.
He will help you do it. I see in this today the fact that we have the power of the Holy Spirit. We need to develop the fruit of the Holy Spirit. He's always near to us and near to his covenant people, and he never leaves us. But the same grace that's been extended to us, he extends to others. And no one is beyond that grace, beyond his reach. And we're to humble ourselves. And even that last scripture, some of the last scriptures he told us, we'll know what to say. When he's using you, when he comes upon you to minister to another person, you'll know what to say. He'll help you. Or whoever we're praying for. We always take these things so personally, but we do not forget he's praying for the whole body of Christ through us. He's praying for individuals through us.
Praise God. Wow. I felt like, Miss Willie, that you really can go on statement by statement and a scripture and, you know, just go on with teaching. It might take you hours. It's just there's so much in here.
Today. It would take hours.
Yeah, it would take hours. There's so much in it from the Lord today.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And that first statement that he started with, I really believe if we could see, you remember he says in one of the scriptures, among whom you shine like stars? The principalities and powers, they see us like stars. They see us like with tongues of fire on us.
Yeah.
And he's on us, and he's in us, and he never leaves us. Nor does he leave us.
Yeah.
And he doesn't leave his covenant. Yeah.
When Louis saw you,
people, the Jews.
What you just said, that when Louis, my friend Louis, in Minneapolis saw you in his restaurant, he said, I see something on that lady.
Mm-hmm.
She is so bright. She is so beautiful. What is it? What is it, Muhammad? He called me Muhammad. What is it, Muhammad? That I told him. And he goes, praise God. I want to invite her to my house. I want to cook Middle Eastern Lebanese food for her or something. This is a proof of the word of God. The scripture says, they see the glory in you, my glory in
that's
you.
That's it. That's what it says.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were talking about it because Brother Hagin prophesied that we would be, with the glory upon us, we would go like into a store. And people would see the glory, and they would, like, come down or a place of business and bow down before you and say, help me to the Lord, things like that.
Mm.
Well, we just did a podcast with Carolyn Savelle. I think it's going to be broadcast or aired sometime, however you do podcasts, early, maybe September sometime in the fall. But she told us, and I knew about this experience. A woman in some town where Jerry and Carolyn were, they went to the mall, and they were separated somehow. She was shopping one way, he was shopping another, probably contact by cell phones. And there was a woman who needed healing, and the Lord showed her to go to the mall and follow the light. And in her, she had a little mini vision, and she saw a light just moving from store to store in the mall. Well, when she got to the mall, she saw that light, and the Lord said, follow the light. And she followed the light from one store to the next, and were all the stores where Jerry had been and was going. And then she found the light, and it was in Jerry. And she fell down before him, and he laid hands on her, and she was healed. He wasn't conscious of that, but she was. Now, listen to that first line there, underlined. The Holy Spirit comes and rests on each of you, taking on the appearance of tongues of fire.
Yeah.
So, with your humbling yourself to the Word of God and living in the Spirit and praying and loving and walking the best you know how, you're appearing to people. He's appearing to people through you and whoever else we're praying for. The whole body of Christ. And he never leaves us.
No, no. I know the Spirit of God is wherever I am, in Jordan, on the border. I went to Jordan River the other day. It's just so beautiful, where I served in the military for 2 years. I couldn't even find it. I couldn't remember. But I got there. I took a video. It's just like, to me, it was like the first time I'm seeing it, you know, because I come back from a different understanding.
That's right.
I went back with the clarity, not with just, oh, here's water.
Right.
Yeah.
You were seeing with your new eyes.
Exactly.
The eyes of your spirit. Mm-hmm.
Praise God. I mean, I just remember, like, wow. It's like an aha moment for me, how close I was to that sheer mountain on border. I mean, literally, remembering where the soldiers walking on the other side of the fence, and I'm at this side of the fence, and here's the river. It's just so beautiful. Anyway.
Just wonderful. Oh, Max, you know, you have experiences that few of us can have, because you came from the darkness of Islam to the light of the glorious gospel. It must be just wonderful for you.
Oh, I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful to the Lord. I'm so thankful. I can't really thank him enough. I always say, I wish if there's another word to thank him besides thank you.
You know, shukran.
I know. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Do it in tongues. Praise God.
And even though maybe we don't realize, like Islam to the light of God, but the darkness of not knowing him, all of us came from. So praise God when he took us. Hallelujah, into his marvelous light and translated us out of that kingdom of darkness. Translated out. But here's the thing. He says, right here, to us, humble yourselves and acknowledge their need for your Savior. Those who are sitting in that darkness today. Max, I've been over there with you to Jordan. And there they are sitting in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the need for our Savior. And, oh, folks, I just know that we're going to know something very, very supernatural in a great, great, great outpouring. It's already started. But it's going to increase, 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 increase. And he's going to usher us into that. He's knocking at the door right now, and if we'll open to him, he'll open to us, ushering us into this great change and changing that's taking place. I thought that was a wonderful word from him today.
Praise God. Praise God.
And we're not through. Praise the Lord.
No, we're not through.
We got another one.
We are not through. Praise the Lord.
No.
We are expecting.
Yes, and we have another one at 15 minutes past the hour, wherever you are. Out at Prayer Mountain, Brenda will be there. Prayer Mountain prayers will be there. Food will be there. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. And we'll all meet together up around the throne. We'll all meet together up around the throne. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, shalom, shalom. Until then.
Shalom, shalom.